I was setting up my podcast gear for any potential interviews at the Synced Alive 2024 conference. I saw her from the corner of my eye. It's hard to miss someone with a bright green blazer. I have one of my own, but I was way too shy to wear it. Carita wore it with confidence. I knew she had to be my first guest, and I was so glad she was. She was warm and welcoming, but also a force to be reckoned with. Carita co-runs Green Magic Landscape with her husband, and they are quite the team. Alongside being co-owner, co-founder, and COO, Carita is also a real estate agent and a Goldman Sachs 10K small business alumni. I learned about the importance of skill sets, special giftings and personalities, business savviness, and teamwork. Remember in my first episode, I mentioned that maintenance is the lifespan of the project? This is what it's like hearing from the people that maintain landscape designs with rigor, principle, and a strong work ethic. I think they can teach us a few things about working together as a team. I really hope you hear her story and learn a lot like I did. Please enjoy my interview with Carita Cohen. Well, thank you so much again for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I would love to know more about your story and sort of how you became. So please give the listeners just sort of your name and the name of your company and what you guys do.
So my name is Carita Cohen. I am the co-owner, co-founder, Chief Operations Officer of Green Magic Landscape. We're a landscaping company. We operate from Mobile, Alabama, so right along the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you guys been running this business?
This is year eight.
Year eight, wow.
In April.
Wow.
So very exciting. We're a fairly newer company, but I think year after year, we're becoming more seasoned.
Got it. So right now, what are you guys doing and implementing within your business and what's been working for you?
So I think what makes us a little bit different is a lot of companies concentrate on customer acquisition costs, how many new customers are flowing through the business. And we have pivoted over the years and we're more so concerned with customer lifetime value. So getting a customer, being very, very good to that customer and expanding that relationship into a long-term relationship. And being that we have an advocate for our business, they send us tons of referrals. So it works out best.
Yeah.
And it's beneficial for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were just, talking about that in the last talk just now.
Sure.
Just about retaining relationships with your customers and making sure that it's not just primarily about the money.
Right.
Which is a good motivator.
It is.
But at the same time, what actually is helping you in the long run is that you're creating relationships with people that actually want your business. You're creating good services.
Yes. Long-lasting, fruitful relationships. Right.
Yeah. And so what made you guys want to go down this route?
So my husband has been in the green industry since about 8 years old.
Wow.
His grandfather had a lawn care business, and he's the first grandchild on both sides of the family. So I would say he was forcefully recruited at 8 years old. And we're thankful to his grandfather because he gave him a skill set and a tutelage that he can use to create opportunities for others and to take care of his family.
Wow. Yeah. And there's so much principles you can grab from something like that. I mean,
these are
hard work ethics.
Right.
You know, again, like not only just retaining good customer service, but creating a good quality business and then memorable. It's memorable.
You know,
people do.
Absolutely.
That's how you create those referrals and stuff like that. So he started off at 8 years old.
At 8 years old. They would do, so we're Christian Catholic by faith. And so he would do the Catholic cemeteries, neighbors, church members, things of that nature. And I mean, it was a huge motivator for my husband because he realized you do a little work, your reward is money.
Yeah.
So that's a huge motivator for an eight-year-old. But it also taught him how to deal with clients. What do you say? How do you show up for yourself and sell yourself and establish that relationship? Over the course of working with his grandfather, he worked for some landscaping companies locally. And he already had, levels of skill set when he started. I think he worked with the company for about 2 or 3 years as their head foreman before he decided to take his chances on himself.
And so when did you join the picture?
So a little bit of my background. My background is business, marketing, public relations, community involvement. And so we decided when we started dating that we were going to just put two forces together. And he concentrated on field operations and being skillful in the field. And I concentrate on customer retention, procurement, going out in the community, establishing and growing these relationships. And so we kind of hit the community with a two-man punch.
Wow.
You get, you know, quality work in the field, but you also get a heartfelt relationship when you deal with our company. So it works well.
That's amazing. It sounds like you guys are a really, really good team. And you both kind of tag team a little bit of sort of the business side and then also like kind of figuring out how to run a company and
right.
then going out and getting the clients.
Right. So the difference between my husband and I, he's very, very introverted. And I'm extroverted. I'll kind of talk to anybody with a pulse if I think it'll help me further and progress.
Yeah.
And so what he's really, really good at is usually a weakness on my side and vice versa. So we just kind of operate and stay in each other's lanes. But when we come together as a collaborative effort, it just works out well for the both of us.
That's so cool. I love that. Husband and wife duo. You both. And that's how you kind of, and I like how even what Kona was saying in that talk, that, you know, this kind of translates into regular life, I'm
right.
sure, is that
right.
like you both work as well as a team together in
yeah.
life, and then that will translate well in your business.
It definitely takes some work-life balance,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure. It definitely does.
Definitely.
But, I mean, for the greatest good, it's a great testimony and we learn great lessons personally
yeah.
and professionally. It helps us in business, it helps our marriage, and then our kids witness the good, the bad.
Mm-hmm.
We may have a business meeting, you know, in the morning, you know, lunch is ready for school or whatever it
wow.
is. I mean, it's chaos and craziness at times, but it's a testament to our children that you can take a skill set and create opportunities if you
wow.
so choose.
Are they kind of learning from you guys as far as gaining a skill set? Like, what are their skill sets and developing?
So we have
that?
4 children, and they have distinctive individuality and different personalities. But I can definitely tell that they're strong decision makers because they see it firsthand. Every decision that we've made hasn't always been the best ones, but they get to see in real time, you know, if a decision is made and it's not the right one, the outcome of that. And they get to celebrate. We're celebratory with the children. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if all of them turned out to be entrepreneurs.
Even if it's not in Green Magic.
Right,
or,
right,
you know,
right.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I can foresee it probably not being in the green
really?
Industry. Because they may want to take a stab at something
right.
that they're passionate about. I'm my oldest child. He loves to produce music, so he'll probably go that route. But then my youngest child, she likes to cook and eat, so she'll probably be a caterer. I don't know. I'm not sure which way they'll go. Oh, and my oldest child, she likes doing hair, so she wants a salon, and she's 12. So I don't know which route they'll take, but I won't be surprised if they end up in the entrepreneurial life.
And what kind of principles would you say you guys keep pretty consistently in order to run the business and run a company well?
We always try to make decisions together. And I think that's the biggest thing with husband and wife teams. You make decisions together. Now, sometimes I may take the lead on putting that idea together, but then I present it to him. We kind of evaluate it together and make decisions whether it's going to work or not. And I think that makes it easier to take work home with you, because we've seen husband and wives be ridiculously successful, but then they grow apart. And so our biggest goal is to grow, but grow together. personally and professionally.
Oh, wow. That's really, really sweet, especially being Valentine's Day.
Yes,
you know?
It is. Right? Yes, it is Monday. Yeah.
Because there's always a baseline. There's a reason why you do what you do. There's a reason why you guys are as successful as you are.
Right.
And it's that you guys stay together as a team.
Right.
You do things together as a team.
Right.
It's not just this, like you said, individual growth and let's see if we can make it work from there. But it's both of your best interests, you know.
Yes, both of our best interests. Just because, I mean, our overall goal when we started this business was to grow together and to stay together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can get lost in, you know, time management, not making enough time. I mean, we have to carve out date days because we have, I mean, our youngest child is 6. So,
you know.
And then doing what we do is not easy. So you got to create that work-life balance, but you also have to take time out for self.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Well, this is really, really great. Thank you so much for meeting with me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for talking to me about love on Love Day.
Oh, absolutely. Any day, anytime. Thank you so much.
No problem.